the 2010 Lincoln MKS. With the available 3.5-liter EcoBoost twin-turbocharged direct injection V6 engine, packs the performance of a V8 with the fuel economy of a V6. Powerfully smart.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Cynthia Graber. This will just take a minute.
It seemed like a good idea. Because rivers and ponds in Bangladesh were contaminated with bacteria, Bangladeshis switched to wells. But soon after, in the early 80s, researchers realized those wells were harming Bangladeshis with a new poison, arsenic. The underground sediment of the Ganges Delta contains arsenic. In 2002, MIT researchers determined that microbes digesting organic carbon were freeing that trapped arsenic. But where did the carbon come from, and how is the arsenic getting into the water supply? The MIT team now thinks they have the answers, which they report in the journal Nature Geoscience. Using a 6-square-mile test plot, they found that the organic carbon comes from shallow ponds that were dug to provide soil for flood protection. The carbon compounds sink in the pond water and seep underground where bacteria digest them, setting up the perfect chemical conditions to free up the soil's arsenic. Groundwater flow then brings the arsenic-rich water to the wells. Future wells dug deep enough to the low arsenic part of the aquifer could help. Rice fields filter arsenic from the water, so wells under those fields could also be part of an answer to a problem affecting millions of Bangladeshis.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Cynthia Graber.